We're in the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. Patriots this week continues. Now, the Pats were scheduled to play the Jets originally, guys, in prime time on Sunday night. That game got flexed out, and it turned out to be a great decision by NBC to put the Broncos head-to-head at home with the Kansas City Chiefs, who win it in overtime. Really a wild finish to that game. Let's start with Gary Kubiak's decision in overtime. He's got a reliable kicker in the high altitude, the thin air in Denver. He goes for the 60-plus yard field goal to win it from Brandon McManus. He misses, and then eventually Cairo Santos bangs one off the left upright and through to win it for the Chiefs. Joe DeCamillis, Matt, was the special teams coach in the ear of Gary Kubiak. What are the things he considers in that moment?
He knows at that moment he can't win because either decision, if it doesn't go right, you're wrong. You're basically at midfield with field position if you miss, and it's one of the longer field goals you can hit. It's not so much can a guy kick at that distance, because I heard sort of quotes after that, hey, he's hit from 70 in practice. Well, you know what? The amplitude has to change, because when you get further back, they have to kick a low ball. And what you saw Alan Branch do, that's what they do, because the ball comes down, the guys stick their hands up. So even if you could make it, you could kick it that far, the point is they put themselves in a bad position.
You gave Kansas City a short field. That's a tough thing to do to a divisional opponent in your own house. I mean, if that happened here in New England, we wouldn't be happy if the Jets drove it 20 yards and kicked the field goal to win.
I would say the biggest answer there is beyond just the situation he's put in there. Denver's not in that spot if they hadn't blown it on special teams. This is one of the games where special teams really affected the game. Gave up a kick return for a touchdown, fumbled a punt return, jumped, had the too many guys to the right of center on a field goal that restarted a drive that made points. So that was one of those games where Denver's defense still looks dominant. They looked really, really good.
There's a different level.
I think both sides.
He's got a lot of faith in that defense.
I mean, both of them, too. I mean, Nate, you're putting it in your unit's hands that you trust the most, and that's your defense.
Baltimore Ravens win at home. They stay atop the AFC North. They seal it against the Bengals with a safety intentionally holding the Bengals players, almost every Raven out there, committing a holding penalty as the final seconds run off the clock.
It's really funny that a guy like John Harbaugh, you know, ever since the Michael Manawanui play, where the undeclared offensive lineman is now looking for loopholes to circumvent the system here. And I'm using big words like he uses, so I'm trying to sound important here. It's funny, because here you are now. Harbaugh all of a sudden is a master of the rule book after Tom Brady told him maybe he should go study the rule book.
He's read up now.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's been sort of the holder of loony ideas. He wanted guys to wear vests so that you could know who was ineligible. Like street crossing guard kind of vest kind
of deal. What happened to the Ravens? Just show up and I want to kick your rear and we're going to rub your face in it. Now all of a sudden they're rule studying.
Now he's floating the idea of a point awarded to a kickoff that goes through the uprights. He just happens to have the best kicker in the league right now, Justin Tucker.
It's so silly. He's doing sort of the XFL stuff. It's goofy. Just quiet, you know, coach your team and get it done. I think at the end of the day, it's a lack of integrity. He's kind of hit on that. He's the one who was barking about that being a problem, and now he's making more of them himself.
From John Harbaugh to Jeff Fisher and the LA Rams, next on Patriots This Week.